New Zealand Navy's largest vessel, the HMNZS Aotearoa, has dished out hundreds of thousands of litres of water and is busy desalinating more to help the tsunami-ravaged kingdom of Tonga. The ship, carrying 250,000 litres of water, life-saving essentials and desalination equipment, docked in the capital last week. Now, it's unloaded all its cargo, which is now waiting for distribution after a 72-hour quarantine period. I spoke with the commanding officer of HMNZS Aotearoa, Captain Simon Griffiths, earlier today.
We've been here for nearly 3 days. It's 2.5 days since we arrived at Vena Wharf in Nukualofa. And in that time, we've managed to offload over 260,000 litres of water. And also, we've managed to get all our cargo off. Given the current COVID protocols, that cargo has gone into 72 hours of quarantine. It's there on the jetty waiting to be used, and it'll clear that quarantine later this afternoon.
So you've unloaded all the cargo. What do you do now?
So we've continued to make water throughout that period. Yesterday, Sunday, was obviously a quieter day here in Tonga, as the people take time to reflect by going to church, being with their family and their communities. So it was quite a quiet day. The water tankers have come back this morning, and we've recommenced offloading the water that we've made, which is then being distributed into Nukualofa.
Can you give me a sense of how serious this water issue is and how long-term it might be? I mean, how long might you need to be helping them with the water supplies?
Water levels and clean and drinking water shortages right across the Kingdom of Tonga. We understand that the water on Tongatapu has been cleared to be drunk, so they're slowly being able to use some of their own supplies. For us, it's just producing as much as we can, as quickly as we can. I understand that water is going into sort of central storage. Some of it has been bottled already and is being shipped by the Tongan Navy up into the Northern Islands. And then other parts of that water have been distributed to the local churches right across Tongatapu.
And what sort of damage are you able to see from where you are in terms of the port and the surrounding area?
Yeah, I think Nukualofa may have missed the brunt of the wave. The outer reef, I think, is obviously broken it and given it some the main part of Nukualofa some shelter. There's definitely, you can see the damage where it is washed up onto the shore, but a lot of it is already being cleaned up. But we do hear reports, as I'm sure you are as well, of the quite extensive damage further out. The western side of Tongatapu suffered very badly, as did some of the outer islands. HMNZS Wellington is up here with us and conducting survey operations. She did a task over on Awa Island, which is out to the southeast, and they've got photos and report of much more extensive damage along the coastline than what we're seeing here in the Nukualofa.
Do you know if ferries and other boats will be able to operate between the islands, or has there been too much damage for that?
It's quite interesting that when we arrived, there's still ash on the water, and you could see some floating debris here in Nukualofa Harbour. But over time, the ocean has just naturally flushed that away, so the water is now quite clear. We know that His Majesty's Armed Forces patrol boats are manoeuvring up into the outer islands. We know that the commercial boats and barges are operating as well. They initially struggled with the level of debris that was up there, but I think over time, as nature just slowly flushes its way through, it's clearing a lot of that stuff away, which is allowing them to manoeuvre with a lot more freedom.
Mm. How difficult is the COVID restrictions and the need to be contactless making this particular operation?
It definitely adds a different dimension, but as we know, Tonga has been COVID-free throughout this, and their priority is to get support to their people as much as they can, but doing it in a way that doesn't also expose the kingdom to the pandemic. So we're just working really hard with Tongan authorities to ensure we can support them. And as I've explained, that means that cargo has gone into 72 hours quarantine. But luckily, we've managed to have an agreed system that we can offload their water through contactless means.
You have got some Navy, you've got divers with you, haven't you? Have they been able to check the port and the area around?
Yeah, HMNZS Wellington is with us, and she's got the dive and the survey teams on board, plus a helicopter. And yes, they've cleared most of Nukualofa Harbour. They've searched and checked all the wharfs. And as I mentioned, they've also done some tasking on further out on Awa Island. Over the next 48 hours, we're anticipating her potentially using her helicopter to transfer Digicel, the local cell phone company, some of their technicians to remote locations further to the north of, in the north of Tonga to repair some damaged transmitter stations, which we hope will help enhance communications with outer islands. And she'll also then continue to conduct survey operations further out from Tongatapu.
So what's your sense of how long you might need to be there, how much assistance and how long this effort is going to need to be?
Yeah, look, for Aotearoa, and we're focused on the next 48 hours and getting that water into Tongatapu as much as we can. HMZS Canterbury is on its way with engineering support and other helicopters. We know that HMAS Adelaide is on its way from Brisbane with more engineers and heavy lift helicopters. And we're also aware of US and UK ships on their way. A full recovery will take a long time. And then you know, those maritime resources and capabilities are here. I think they'll be here for a while as we work with the Tongan authorities to ensure the kingdom stays safe from COVID, but also slowly but surely getting the support and helping them recover.
And that is the commanding officer of the HMNZS Aotearoa, Captain Simon Griffiths.